Hey everyone, my name's Stuart Foulkes, and for the next hour, you'll be listening to the sounds of Cities in Memory. Cities in Memory is an online, a collaborative global sound project with the aim of remixing the world one sound at a time. So on citiesinmemory.com, you'll find a global sound map, and every location on the map has got two sounds. So first, you'll find a field recording of what that place actually sounds like. And second, you'll find a reimagined or remixed version of that sound where an artist has taken the original recording and made a brand new composition out of it, creating a whole new alternative world of sounds. And to give you an example of what that sounds like, we'll kick off with a piece from Seville. So first of all, I'm going to play you the field recording of horses in Seville, which is a pretty classic sound of the city. And it sounds like this. Now, using that recording and that sound as inspiration or source material, there are lots of different approaches you could take to it. But the, you know, the reimagined version of that sound that sits on Cities in Memory, just to give you an example, sounds like this. So that piece from Seville was reimagined by Alex Hahir, and hopefully that gives you an idea of what the Cities in Memory project is all about and what this idea of remixing the world one sound at a time kind of means. So We're going to take you through a few sounds from the project. This is one of the most recent additions to the sound map. It's from Belgium, and it's a recording of the armistice commemoration in November 2021. So you hear a brass band and so on. This is just a short excerpt from that recording. That field recording of the armistice commemoration was reimagined by a duo called Iluitec from Italy. They've turned it into a piece called Celebration Day, where they take the references to the armistice commemoration and they blend them into an airy and dreamy soundscape. And for them, it marks the end of a long winter, and it's them saluting a new life and the coming of spring. So this is Celebration Day. Thank you. So next up, we're going to go and visit a football match. So you're going to be going to Venice in northern Italy, and you'll be sitting in the away end of Venezia FC with the fans of AS Cittadella, who are just celebrating a goal being scored in a local derby match. So we're in amongst the fans, and the field recording sounds like this. So that field recording has been reimagined by De Velden, and he's created this piece called 90 Minutes Compressed, which is an electronica track built out of the samples of that crowd recording. So from that reimagined piece based on a football match, we're now going to head off to the Moscow Metro, which is one of the most impressive metro systems in the world. We're heading to the Arbatskaya station, and you're going to hear a pair of buskers playing on string instruments, playing quite a powerful violin and cello-led piece in the centre of the station. And that recording from the buskers in Arbatskaya station in Moscow has been reimagined by Rob Knight into this piece called Hilda. So tune in and hear what he's done with that recording. So on the 13th of February, we launched a brand new project. It's called Shortwave Transmissions, and it's all about shortwave radio. So we've taken 120 recordings, working with the Shortwave Radio Archive, 120 shortwave radio recordings covering everything from number stations and spy radio to well-known historical events. I just wanted to play you something to give you a taster of that project. So first up, you'll hear a shortwave recording called Alphonse and the Magic Christmas Tree.
Since we're coming to the Christmas season, I thought I'd read a little story here, or a little, you might call it a fairy tale or something of that sort, to do with the Christmas spirit. It's called Alphonse and the Magic Christmas Tree. And this is from the December bulletin of Friendex, published by the North American Shortwave Association. And the address of this club is Post Office Box 8452, South Charleston, West Virginia, 25303 in the United States. And this is one of a series that NASWA carries in their bulletins called Loudenboomer Presents. And this is the story of Alphonse and the Magic Christmas Tree. A crystal clear starry night, looking down upon snow-covered landscape. Carolers making their neighborhood rounds. Everything was just as it should have been on that fateful Christmas Eve. Alphonse Humble, his wife and children, had, as was the custom in their family, waited until that night to decorate their Christmas tree. As they put the final touches on the perfectly shaped 6-foot tree, turned off all but the tree lights, and stepped back to admire it, they said, as they said every year, that it was the most beautiful tree they had ever had. Little Susie said it was so beautiful it must be a magic tree. The hour was late.
So that was just a short excerpt of that shortwave radio recording. You can hear all the recordings in full on citizenmemory.com. And next up, you'll hear the reimagined piece that comes, that's based on that recording. And it's by Kid Kin. It's called The War on Hugs. And this is what it sounds like.
Thank you.
So hopefully what you've heard over the last half hour or so was giving you a pretty good idea of what the Cities in Memory project is all about. And for the last 20 minutes or so, I'd like to take you on quite a special journey through the city of Venice. So this is a 20 to 23 minute piece called Sedimento, and it was created as a sonic response to the city of Venice. So it's looking at all the cultural, historical and social layers that reveal themselves when you really listen closely to the sounds of a city. So this piece takes you on a journey through the city of Venice. It starts on a quiet waterway where the piece is perforated by the passing of speedboats. The noise becomes a terrific roar when compared with the calmness that it interrupts. From there, we then move on to the most famous canal in Venice, the proud centrepiece, the Canale Grande, where gondolas are sloshing against their moorings, boat traffic is chopping up the waters, and all the myths and mysteries and legends of the city begin to reveal themselves. After we've crossed that canal, we continue our journey onto one of the famous bridges of Venice, the wooden Ponte dell'Accademia, and as we cross, an excited young boy cries out, Canale, 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 and his voice becomes the focus of our attention and the focus of the piece. Once we've crossed the bridge, the hour strikes and we hear bells. Bells in Venice are an important sound mark, and in listening to the bells across the city, all the layers of history almost become visible. These are the very same bells that you might have been listened to by Marco Polo or Casanova centuries before us. And then bells chiming now only means one thing. It means that we're late, and for the final section of the piece, we head on towards the Arsenale to catch a musical performance on the water, marking the beginning of Venice's cultural cornerstone, the Biennale. So that's the dramatic peak of the piece. It's the peak of noise, the peak of melody. And then the final sound you hear is a single figure walking away into the Venetian evening. So this piece is called Sedimento, and it's 20 minutes taking you through a reimagined version of the sounds of Venice. And we really hope you enjoy the journey. Thanks very much for listening.
Thank you.
WFMU East Orange, WMFU Mount Hope, broadcasting at 91.9 FM in New York City and Rockland County, and online at WFMU.org.